Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Sarah Petty's here. I'm glad she's here, too. She's the founder of The Joy of Marketing. She's a small business owner just like you and me, but she also works very hard helping companies in addition to her own business. She also has the business of helping people like you and me do a better job with our marketing, our business. And she's here today to talk to us about that. But first, we have something else on our mind. Sarah Petty, welcome back.
Thank you for having me, and happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. Will you be my Valentine for the next half hour?
Of course I will. Mwah.
Hey, there you go. I love that. Hey, listen, is it true that what the ladies have been telling me, that on Valentine's Day, chocolate has no calories?
Yes, for men.
Oh, my wife has a placard that says, "Save the planet, it's our only source of chocolate."
That's great.
Hey, so it's Valentine's Day, and I was telling, I was talking in the previous hour about something I learned, that Valentine's Day apparently has become more of a global holiday, not just a U.S. holiday. And in China, the women only give to men. It doesn't go the other way. But in America here, even though it goes both ways, you and I both know most of the pressure is on the guys for Valentine's Day, right?
Oh, for sure.
Why
Definitely.
Is that? I mean, it's either if I don't buy a diamond or chocolates or flowers or whatever for my sweetie, I'm not a real guy. But I never see a commercial where ladies in a bass shop, a Bass Pro shop, or a golf shop buying the man a golf club for Valentine's Day. What's up with that? What's up with that, Sarah?
You know, I don't know. It's a marketer's way of creating sales for the economy, I think, and we should all support that, don't you think? It's good,
well,
good, healthy. Spending, buying, stimulating the economy. Let's
see, you know me, Sarah. I'm one of these guys. I don't like to do things because somebody told me I had to.
I know. You know, my husband's the same way. He's very thoughtful, but he hates those like forced holidays.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm likely to do something just when I decide to do it, and then, like you say, the forced thing. So here's what I think, Sarah, and this is what I've been saying now for today, and I did said it last week one day, I think. Ladies, if you got a good man and he doesn't meet your Valentine's Day expectation, cut him a break. Get over it. What do you think, Sarah?
I'm with it. And for the guys, you know, it's not about the stuff as much as being thoughtful. Make a phone call, write a poem, fax.
Write a poem? Oh, no.
Yeah, write a little poem.
That sounds like homework, Sarah.
Well, it could be like a team building in your office.
What about take the garbage out?
That'd be awesome.
Does that qualify?
Take the garbage out. Clean the windows in the car.
Wait
a
minute.
Weather.
Okay, just in the car. All right. What about maybe doing the dishes? Put, you know, loading the dishes.
Love that.
Unloading
Love that.
The dishwasher. That would be like a Valentine's Day for
you're
my for
good
my wife.
At this.
Well,
you're
I'm working
so
on
good
it.
At this.
But and it costs no money. That's the main thing. It doesn't, I don't have to go pick anything out. Right?
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. And
but you know, you know, it's
isn't
it great though how at the liquor stores you can buy your beer and they got a little Valentine's Day rack there by the counter. You can buy your beer and get a Valentine's card at the same time.
That's true. You know, there's a chocolate wine that's kind of fun.
Chocolate wine.
That's more fun than chocolate.
So what can we learn as small business owners from Valentine's Day?
Well, gosh, as marketers, we always look for holidays that are filled with emotion. And this is an emotional holiday. It's fun. It's happy. So as a marketer, I would challenge everybody to look at their business and even looking at your top 20% of your clients. How can you show them love today? Can you call them? Can you send them a note? Can you call the candy store and have something little delivered? Because we know that 80% of our business comes from 20% of our clients.
The
send a note
principle.
On Facebook.
Of course.
Yeah, do something extra special for your clients because everybody's kind of in a happy place today or, you know, they have expectation that someone's going to reach out. I already got a text from one of my favorite nieces telling me happy Valentine's Day. What a great you know, unexpected but, little happiness.
And I don't, I don't mean to be politically incorrect here, but I do have to. I do feel like it needs to be said that if a guy sends me a Valentine's Day note, I'm not. It's not going to mean anything to me. So I mean, it's literally, isn't this something that ladies are more touched by than the guys? I mean,
well, you know what you could do if your target audience, your clients are men, is you could give the men something to give their wives or their girlfriends or their significant others. So you almost tongue in cheek, like, hey, buddy, I'm saving you here.
How about this? Yeah. How about if you just sent your customer an email and said, hey, dude, just in case you forgot, today's Valentine's Day. Good luck.
Yeah, here's the poem I wrote, and it could be just something real.
You're back to the poem. You're back to the poem, sir. I know.
My kid's writing poetry writing class now in fifth grade. So.
Most guys would rather buy a $500 gift than buy a poem, you know.
Well, but if you sent him a poem, think about that. I have my fifth grader write you a poem.
You don't think she'll see through that? You didn't write that, George. Where'd you get this?
But I think she'll laugh and he'll get an A for effort. Instead of building
Do we get an A for effort? Do guys,
I think you do.
Do guys get that from women, from ladies on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, if it's a genuine effort with some,
So, you know, they have these pajamas that you can buy, right? The pajama
like
gram
Victoria
thing. What if you get the, no, I wasn't going to go there, but that's, but now that you mention it. Too much pressure.
It's true.
But I like your idea of loving up your customer. I think that's the bottom line for this, for today, for small business owners. Something I've been saying for a long time. I say it all year long. Love up your customers. Love them up like the people in the world every day, right?
Exactly. Reason. An inclusive reason to reach out. Remember your them. You got to keep a relationship with them. You can't just pop up in 2 months and be like, oh, for sale. Something's on sale. You want to have conversation with them, and this is just a fun reason to have a conversation.
I think if you have clients, you have male and female clients, I think guys, you should email your lady clients and say, happy Valentine's Day, and that's all. And I think to the guys, you say, hey, dude, it's Valentine's Day. Good luck today. I think those would be two effective messages. What do you think, Sarah?
It's true. And a lot of small business owners are always asking me, how do I market on Facebook and social media? Reach out there and start some conversations.
Let's talk about that in the next segment. And by the way, folks, guys, if you use dude in your message to the guys, then they'll know it's coming in the right direction. Stand by. 20 after, right back after these messages with Sarah Petty. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.